I'm gonna start recording.
Just look at the numbers. Yeah, it's going.
Yeah.
So, what's
the okay. Simon, that's just one thing to, very important thing to realize is we're learning these halachas well. You'll see in life a lot of times, you'll see in halacha a lot of times, is that there's me'ikar adin, and there's chumras, and there's a side chumra on the din, and there's a side mekel on the din. So over here, we're trying to learn what is me'ikar adin, and you have to know what's a chumra and what's a kula. That's what we're trying to learn. Because the problem in the world is that there's certain sects of people who like to pretend to be machler and everything, and everyone who's doing things me'ikar adin, they don't know what to talk about. They're happy course and they're this and that. And some people like to take the sad mekel and everything, and anyone who does mekel adin, they're machmirim and they're crazy. So we have to understand what the halacha is. Also, for many of the halachas that we're going to learn, we have to know what is mekel adin and what is tzad chomer, what's the tzad kula. And don't, because sometimes it's good to be machmir, sometimes it's a mitzvah to be mekel. We have to know what is and what is. So let's try and learn these dinim up as well as possible, understand what's going on. And Meretz Hashem will have the Sidiyat of the Shrine. Here we go. Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amun Aleph. This Mishnah is brought down in many other places in Shas. So also, famous three-way machlokas between Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan HaSandler. Ditznan, Mevashal, B'Shabbos, B'Shogi, Yochal, B'Mezi, Lo Yochal, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda, Omer, B'Shogi, Yochal, Motzei Shabbos, B'Mezi, Lo Yochal, Olamit. Rav Yochanan HaSandler, Omer, B'Shogi, Yochal, Motzei Shabbos, La'Acherim, V'Lo Lo. B'Mezi, Lo Yochal, Olamit, Lo Lo Lo, La'Acherim. So we have a three-way machlokas. Rav Meir basically holds that if someone cooks on Shabbos, b'shogeg, if it's done b'shogeg, either both the cooker and anyone else is allowed to eat it even on Shabbos. And if it's b'mezid, if it's done b'mezid, then you are not allowed to eat. Rashi points out it means you're not allowed to eat bo b'yom, but motzei Shabbos, we mutter both the cooker and anyone else to eat on motzei Shabbos. That's the sheet of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda holds that b'shogei yochol b'motzei Shabbos. If it's done b'shogei, then neither the cooker or anyone else can eat it on Shabbos. You have to wait till motzei Shabbos. And the mezid lo yochol alamit, mezid, the cooker is not allowed to eat it forever. Hu alamit, Rashi says, av l'achir mochlim. But other people would be allowed to eat it also motzei Shabbos. So Rishita Rabbi Yehuda is b'shogei, no one can eat it on Shabbos, you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, and b'mezid, the cooker can never eat it, it becomes usher forever, and on Motzei Shabbos, though, anyone else can eat it. Rav Yochanan HaSandler is the most machmer. He holds, if it's done b'shogeg, only acherim can eat Motzei Shabbos, but the cooker, it's usher forever, and b'mezid, everyone, whether the cooker or anyone else, everyone is going to be usher forever. Those are the three shitas. The way to remember it, as the Rav Shonim point out, is mezid of Rav Meir is like shogeg of Rav Yehuda, and Mezid of Yehuda is like Shogig or Yochanan HaSandler. That's the way to remember the Shita. The Gemara goes on and says that what is the basis for Yochanan HaSandler's opinion? And he says that because Yochanan HaSandler holds that someone who cooks on Shabbos, Maisa Shabbos, as a Din Del Raisa. My time is Yochanan HaSandler, Kedreit Darish Rev Chia, Apitcha Devei Nesia, Ushmartin HaShabbos Ki Kodesh Hilachem. Ma Kodesh Asar Ba'achila, Af Maisa Shabbos Asarim Ba'achila. So he learns out it's a Mamash Apostle, Kedinda Raisa, someone who does cooking on Shabbos, the food becomes Asar B'di'evid, and then Dinda Raisa. Okay, the Gemara goes on to say that it's a Mechlokas Amoraim, and really, and that's what we hold, the Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir holds it's only a Dinda Rabbanan. That's why Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir are able to be more makel on the din, because they hold that Maisa Shabbos is only a din derabbanan. So Rabbi Yochanan and HaSandler hold this din deraisa, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir hold this Maisa Shabbos is only a din derabbanan. They say they've learned out from a pasuk also. My aman amar derabbanan amar kra kodesh hu. Who kodesh vein Maisa kodesh. So the Maisa Shabbos is not Kodesh according to the Shitas. That is the Machlokes over here between these Gedolei Atnayim, whether the Din of Maisa Shabbos is Deraisa or Derabbanan. All the Rishonim paskin that Maisa Shabbos is only Din Derabbanan. And therefore, once we paskin as a Din Derabbanan, then we basically throw out the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler in terms of Halacha, and therefore we're left with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And in that, we have a Gemara in Chulin. I'm not going to read inside. You all saw the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tezvav. In Chulin, it brings down over there when Rav used to teach his Talmidim. Ki mori l'rav l'talmida, mori k'rav meir. He would teach like Rav Meir. V'chidarish v'pirka, darish Rav Yehuda. But when he taught it to the Baal Batim, he would teach the love of Rav Yehuda. Why? Mishum nefishi amiratzos. He was so many amaratzim, he was afraid that they would take him the wrong way, and they would come to be makel on things that were not really allowed to be makel on. We see what comes out of this Gemara, the Rav Paskins, that really make her a din. The Lacha is like the most makel shita, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Meir. And therefore, even if someone cooked b'shogeg, really it would be mutter to eat it on Shabbos, whether the cooker or anyone else it was cooked for. And if it was done amazing, then you would only have to wait till Motzei Shabbos. And that's how Tosfos writes over there on Daf Tezvav and Chulin, that is the Lacha Lamaisa, like Shitas Rabbi Meir. And that is the way Tosfos passes. However, the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Kaf Gimel and Hilchos Shabbos, and the Rif, and also the Ran, all paskin like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. They paskin like Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because number one, we paskin in the machloksim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore also over here, Halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. And furthermore, the Ran points out, is the whole reason, very nice that Rav taught this Talmidim like Rav Meir, right? He held that was really Naker Adin. However, what did he say? He passed in the Baal Batim because it's Nefishi Amaratzos. And the Lashon of the Ran is Anu Shchichi Amaratz Gavan. We're even worse Amaratzim than they are. And therefore, and then this is the time of the Ran already. We're talking about the time of the Ran, the time of the Rishonim. Kavachomer, about Kavachomer, the time of our generation, so many Amaratzim. So therefore, Vandai, these Rishonim would pass, say we have to pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, it would be usher if it was done pishogeg. It would also be usher for bein lo bein lacherim till motzi Shabbos. And if it was cooked amazing, then it would be usher for him forever. And so, the way to understand this halacha, is to think about it. It's just like cooking on Shabbos. It's kimat the same thing as cooking pig. It's cooking. It becomes usher just like all the machalas asuros. Oh, just like any other ma'achal desserts you can't eat, so too a ma'is of Shabbos. Someone cooks on Shabbos, so too that food becomes also becomes one of the ma'achal asuros. And this shita is understood even greater from the Rashba that's brought down in the Magen Avraham and Paskin La'alacha by the Mishnah Berurah brought down in Sif Katan Vav. He brings down this Rashba. The Rashba, you look at the Sif Katan, it's very short from Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Alf, and he says that not only is the food become usher, but your kalim also become usher. The food that the kalim were cooked in also become usher. Once again,
just for
him. What?
Just for him.
Okay, hold on. One second. The food of the kalim also become usher. And therefore we see it's just like ma'achal asuros. Okay, as the Rashi's pointing out, that we see from here, but over here we have to understand, is obviously, it's a given, that the pot is not going to become more usher than the food. Okay, whatever the food is going to be usher, it's going to become usher. So depending on what shita you're taking, with Meir or Yehuda, and lo la'acherim, you have to fit it in. Whatever is going to be usher for the food, meaning the only time the pot is going to become usher forever, according to shita's Rabbi Yehuda, if it was done amazing. If it was done amazing, according to shita's Rabbi Yehuda, for the cooker, that pot for him is a trade pot. That pot for him is a trade pot now, and it would be usher forever. Only according to... But for everyone else, the pot would be usher to use until Motzei Shabbos. It would be a trade pot until Motzei Shabbos. So that's the sheet of the Rashba. I believe it's only a deek in the Rashba. It's not Mefurish, but that's the way the Magen Avraham brings it down and the Mishnah Berurah. Paskins like that, Alacha, is just in order to understand this din better. That makes it more strong in your head. This is just a din like Ma'achas Asuros. Once again, the pot does not become more usher than the food would become usher. Okay, that is the machlokas we have in the Rishonim and how to paskin between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We have another important machlokas over here between the Rishonim. What happens on Motzei Shabbos? So, according to, let's say, Rabbi Meir b'mezid, then you cook b'mezid, then you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos either, or Rabbi Yehuda, b'im b'shogi b'im b'mezid for acherim, you have to wait for Motzei Shabbos to eat it. Do you have to wait k'dei shi'asa? We know there's a din, halacha, brought down in Shulchan Aruch from the Kol Leisus, that you have to wait. If a certain ma'isim are done in Shabbos, you can't benefit from it right away of Motzei Shabbos. You would have to wait k'dei shi'asa. The amount of time it takes to do this malacha, that's the amount of time you would take. Let's say it takes 20 minutes to cook up, cook the meat, so you have to wait. You couldn't eat it right away of Motzei Shabbos. You would have to wait 20 minutes to benefit from this Shabbos. So the Ran brings down that Rashi holds that you have to wait k'dei shi'asa. The Ran in Yizam al-Aman Aleph in Sefer Shabbos in the Davi Arif, Divar Masel Hilchach, it means on that Rashi, Shitas Rashi is that you have to wait Kadesh Yasu. And what's the reason why you would have to wait Kadesh Yasu? In order not to benefit from Melechet Shabbos. We don't want people to benefit from Melechet Shabbos, therefore if you did it right away, it's as if you benefited from Melechet Shabbos, and we don't want you to do that, therefore you have to wait Kadesh Yasu. However, the Rambam and others, Paskin, that it's Mutter B'motzi Shabbos Miyad. What's the reason? The Shita of the Mekilim hold that the whole din of Kadesh Yasu, that's Dafka by things we're afraid you're going to come to do L'chadchila. Kagon Amir La'akim. When a guy does something for you on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from it until Kadesh Yasu Motzi Shabbos. Since Amir La'akim is a din that's Kal Be'ne'am, it's a light din in the eyes of people, therefore we're afraid that you're going to come to ask the goy l'chadchila to do such a thing. And therefore, we've put a knas on you, you have to wait Kadesh Yasu, not because you're going to get no benefit from it. There's no point in asking the goy to it because you're not even going to benefit those 20 minutes after Shabbos. And therefore, that's why you have to wait Kadesh Yasu. But a din bishul d'araisa, no one's going to come to be over a din bishul d'araisa. We don't have to worry about that. It was a one-time thing that someone did by accident. And therefore, in this case, these Rishonim, including the Rambam, Paskin, you do not have to wait Kadesh Yasu. Okay. Just in general questions, just try and, unless it's something pressing, you don't understand something I'm saying, or so if you could just wait to, we'll take a break in the middle to answer all the questions, but just try for the flow of this year, unless it's something I said you don't understand, or you need to stop me from saying. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, so we have two major machlokas. How do we paskin? We paskin like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Yehuda, and we have machlokas shonen. On Motzi Shabbos, you have to wait Kadesh Yasu. The Mechaber Paskins, Hamavashal B'Shabbos, B'mezid, Aser Lo Li'olam. U'l'acherim Mutter Lo L'Motzi Shabbos Miyad, U'b'shogeg Aser Bo Bayom Gam L'acherim, U'l'erev Mutter Gam Lo Miyad. So in the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechaber is passing like the Sheet of the Rambam and the Rif, that we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. We're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Aser B'shogeg until Motzi Shabbos, and amazing for the cooker, it's usher forever, and for everyone else, it is Mutter to eat Motzi Shabbos. But he does pass in Lakula in the Machlokas and Rambam Rashi, whether you have to wait Kadesh Yasu, we pass him, you do not have to wait Kadesh Yasu, the food becomes Mutter right away. That is the Shita of the Mechaber. However, the Gra, the first piece on the Simin, it's a very long piece, and he's Marech Maod. And he passes with many riots from many Gemaras that the Iker Shita is like Rabbi Meir, that Bishoge, you could eat it on Shabbos. And Mezid, you have to wait only till Motzi Shabbos. And the Gra brings down this Shita, and this is how the Gra paskins, and the Mishnah Berurah writes. And Sipkod and Zayin, the Agra, third line in, the Agra, Hiskim and Beiru, the Shita Satosos, the Siatim, the Pasuk, Rabbi Meir. He passes like Shita Satosos. Who passes like Rabbi Meir? Did the mezid aser bein lo bein lachem on Motzi Shabbos? Ubishogeg mutter gam lo miyad. So that's the way the Gra passes. And the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah over here is machriya like this. He says ubimakom atzorech yesh lismoch hazeh bishul b'shogeg. So very important last line is bishul b'shogeg. He paskins that by shogeg one can rely on the shita of the Gra. That means ubimakom atzorech. Also very important ubimakom atzorech. The Makom Atzorach, one can rely on the Shita of the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah says, but that's Dafka, the Bishul B'Shogi. But Mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, B'Mezid, we're going to go with the Iker like the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore if someone cooks B'Mezid, it's going to be Usher for that person forever, and that for that matter is Kalim are going to be Usher forever, and for Acherim, it is going to be Mutter, B'Motzei Shabbos, and only B'Shogeg, then we're going to Paskin L'Kula. We're going to Paskin L'Kula, B'Makom Atzorach. Question is, what is the gather of Makom Atzorach? What's the gather of Makom Atzorach? I mean, so Makom Atzorach is found in many times in the Shulchan Aruch, and you have to play it, each of the posting right, it depends on which case and which scenario and which time. You can't say a steadfast rule. Over here, they bring down, it's brought down in the Shem Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's brought down, they say, from Or Shabbos and Chel Gal, Simen Yid Ches, Ha'or Yid Zayin. Also, it's found in Orchel Shabbos, in Chel Gilmol, Per Kafein, Ha'or Tezvav. Both bring down him, I believe also he brings it down there, B'Shem Rav Yashiv, that over here it's not good enough that you won't have any hot food. If you won't have any hot food, that's not good enough, Kula, to rely on this grub. It's only if you're not going to have any other food for Shabbos. This is your food for Shabbos, and you ended up cooking b'shogega and this food, you're not going to have other food for Shabbos. It's not going to share your own Shabbos. Only that is considered makom matzorach, and that would be the only case. That would be the case today. It could be though, the Nias 90, that could be also a place that they talk a lot in the post scheme is by like big simchas. Let's say you have a bar mitzvah suda or bris milah suda on Shabbos, and you're serving hundreds of people, and someone by accident added water to the cholent and cooked the cholent on Shabbos, let's say for that matter, in that case also, nera kanera, that might also be a makom tzorach that one could rely b'shogeg on this grua. But that's bringing down this, what this is a lachal ma'isa. Lachal ma'isa, once again, makes you pass in the karam, like she described Yehuda, ma'isa Shabbos, and by b'shogeg we passing Rabbi Meir. When you really need. Okay, now that's by a regular din deraisa. What happens if someone does something b'misasik? Misasik. Let's say someone bunts him to a light on Shabbos. Is there some such a din as being usher when you're doing something b'misasik? So there's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eger in Shut. In the Shut Rabbi Akiva Eger, Simon Ches. The Shut Rabbi Akiva Eger Simon Ches is a beautiful piece of the Shut Rabbi Akiva Eger. It says like this: he's mechalik between two different types of misasik. He's not talking about arshalu b'maisa Shabbos. He's talking about misasik in general. And he's mechalik between two cases. There's one case of misasik that is that someone bumps into a light on Shabbos. He bumps into a totally without knowledge did a malach on Shabbos. The second type of misasik is that let's just talk about in the Gemara is. He sees a cucumber on the floor, and he thinks it's not connected to the ground. So he goes to pick it up to eat the cucumber on Shabbos, not connected. And when he picks it up, it was really connected to the ground, and he was now just pulled the cucumber off the ground on Shabbos. Okay, that's all this is about the misasik. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, it's pashut that the first din is not a din d'oraisa bichlal. It's not a din d'oraisa, he didn't do it over any ma'isa Shabbos. And therefore the first din, the Moshim write, is vadai, the misasik, there would be no iser of ma'isa Shabbos. But let's say the second case, let's say, for instance, take another example, let's say, I'm not sure how the mice is going to be, but let's say somebody opens the refrigerator door, he thinks the light is not on. Okay, he thinks, pasha, the light, turn off the light before Shabbos, but really the light is on. And he opens the refrigerator, it now turns on the light on Shabbos. Okay, in that case, Rabbi Akiva Eger says it's not so funny. He thinks that's a din d'oraisa. He thinks that's a din d'oraisa. It's just you have a ptur mechatas. You have a ptur mechatas from a pasuk they bring that we bring down in the Sefer Shabbos. You have a pasuk to tell you ptur mechatas. Really, it's a din. There was a ma'isa done d'oraisa, but you have a ptur d'rabban. That's a shita Rabbi Akiva Eger. And in a case like this, the question is: would there be an iser of ma'isa Shabbos? And this, I answered them and Saul. He said he did not know. I saw brought down in some of the svarim between posting that were makel also on this din. And then therefore, l'ma'isa gabi misasik. It could be that there's room to be makel in any case of misasik. That's by derises and misasik. What about ma'isa Shabbos b'isser derabbanan? Ma'isa Shabbos b'isser derabbanan, that was not discussed yet in the Rishonim. However, there's a Rambam. The Gra brings down this Rambam. The Rambam is found and did not put in the Mar Makomos. It's found in Perikov Gimel of Shabbos Halacha Ches, and he's talking about doing Tefilas Kelim. Tefilas Kelim is the Kuliyama, isn't it? It's a derabbanan on Shabbos to do Tefilas Kelim. There's four sheets that's brought down in the second Beit of why it's an Issa derabbanan. What's the Gzera? A whole discussion. That's where Simon Shinkov Gimel will get there. That's Hashem Shinkov Gimel. But the Rambam writes over here, but everyone agrees it's only an Issa derabbanan. And the Rambam writes over here, Hamatil can remember the Rambam is the one who passing like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. He sounds like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But over here the Rambam writes Hamatil Kalim b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yishtamish behem. If you did b'Shogeg, you use them. And b'Mezid lo Yishtamish behem ad l'Motzei Shabbos. But if you did it b'Mezid, you're not allowed to use them until Motzei Shabbos. So the girl learns out from here. Another Raya, beautiful Raya over here, that even the ones that pass in like Yehuda in general, the girl writes when it comes to Issa derabbanan, you can rely on Shitas Rabbi Meir, and that's what the Gra writes. The Bir Alacha discusses this exact shayla in Dibra Matzil Hamivashal the Shabbos Osha Asa, and he first brings down the sheet of the Prima Gadon who's Machar. Imu Melacha Derabbanan. First Bir Alacha on Shini Deches. Imu Melacha Derabbanan. I'm the Prima Gadon Shikata Dechad Dina Islu Ubishogig Sarich Lahamtan Motzi Shabbos, and he brings riots. But then the Bir Halacha argues, he says, Ulapella, the Shamratza Gemara goes on, and then he argues on the Prima Gadda. And then he says, "V'chipasti matzati bibir agro shekotev u'masik l'alocha da'afilu l'dasa shulchan aruch shepasik Rabbi Yehuda haynu b'da'araitzo." Avo b'locha d'rabbanan hu sover d'lo kansu shogi gat amazed v'hevi huza sugis mefarashas v'chein pasik aramim d'matlo kelem b'shabes v'shogi yishtamish ben v'mazed al yishtamish ben ad motzi shabes. He brings out Rambam as the raya, as the shogi, you can do it. Bir Halacha pulls back a little bit at the end, two lines from the bottom of the Bir Halacha. He says, "Shuv matzati shigam b'chay adam kotev d'nir lo d'mishogeg b'issa d'rabban moter afil lo b'bayom u'kfar kidmo agrob b'biro." He brings the sheet of the chay adam who paskins b'shogeg the lachas you could rely on sheet of the mayor by d'rabban. I mean, if you have both, you have shogeg and d'rabban, mashra though b'mezid by d'rabban, he would not necessarily allow such a thing. But for sure, we see over here, if it's a malacha is done to Rabban and it's done to Shogeg, one brick lion sheep is going to be mayor, and the food would be mutter, bobayom, and Shabbos. This is another reason why we're going to have to learn the din very well, to know what's a din d'araisa and what's a din d'rabban. Because every question is going to be connected to this when it comes to a shayla b'diavad. Okay? What's a din? What is halacha l'maisa by mezid? And l'daiti, it's not really the daiti because it's a sharat siyan later on. The sharat siyan paskins l'kula. Sharat Siyan is found in Simon Shin Lametet, Siv Katan Kav Dalad. In Shin Lametet, Siv Katan Kav Dalad, he brings down, he's talking about it, says, Rabban, he says, "Mi kol makom, linyan dinim bevade ima hakrim bazeh, de belav hafi pasuk hagra, afim lachad deraisik remer, ubi de rabbanin bevade yesh lahakal bazeh." Over there, he's not mechalik between Shogeg and Mezid, and therefore, one can be makel even by Mezid when we're talking about a din de rabbanin, since the gra, even paskins by the Raisas, you could rely on Shitas Rebbe Meir, the Rabbanon, the Fachot, by the Rabbanons, you could rely on Shitas Rebbe Meir to make all even the Mason. The question is, what is considered Shogeg? What's considered Shogeg and what's considered Mazid? The obvious question is, what if someone does not know the Halacha? What if someone does not know the Halacha, or he basically forgets the Shabbos, obviously it's Shogeg. What if he does not know the Halacha? So over here, there's the Ramban on our same daf in Masechta Shabbos, in the daf Yerif Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and I can read inside because you look inside later on the Diak over there. It's two lines after it gets wide in the Ramban in the Milchemes, writes over there. You see it from there. Even someone who does not know the halacha and thinks this is mutter, that is still considered shogeg. That's still considered shogeg, even though he did not know the halacha. And this is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Siv Katan Vav in Mishnah Berurah. When it says the shogeg, he says shogeg bedin. If someone made a shogeg bedin, he didn't know the halacha. Oh, shogeg, or he forgot the halacha. Kol zebichal shogeg hu. All that's considered shogeg, and then the correct laws would apply. Then Sikon vav Mishnah Berurah. Sikon vav Mishnah Berurah brings down this Ramban. He's looking Sharat Siyan. He's quoting this Ramban in Muhammad's Perek Akira that one can be makel. What about a chiloni? What about Chiloni does to Halacha? So Nick saw this also in Seder already. The Rav Nevinsal brings down in Mezid. He says Chiloni dino kemezid lenyan zeh. I don't know why that's not considered a shogeg, but the Rav Nevinsal brings down, and this is also the theme of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, writes this in a couple of places. It seems like all the posts agree this, that Chiloni nowadays they have not grown up with Halacha, they don't know the Halachas. Nevertheless, if they go ahead and Shabbos is his kal b'neim, they don't understand the halachas of Shabbos. Nevertheless, the dinim are kemezid linyan zeh, and therefore, what if a chilona does malacha for you on Shabbos? Then we would possibly like shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and it'd be usur for you at least ad motzei Shabbos. Okay, that was in Rav Nevinsal Dibur Maskel b'mezid, which is going to obviously come up with a lot of halacha l'maisa because of this. Okay. Furthermore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out, it's brought down, if you want to look inside, it's in Shulchan Shlomo, in Shini Chesif Aleph, Ha'ara Yud Aleph, in the Gilion Lamata. He holds, not only is Maisa Shabbos Chiloni, but it's going to be even worse than Maisa Shabbos of a Goy. Why is that? We'll see in a second. A Goy who does Malach for you, let's say, by turning on a light. If someone turns on a light, let's say a Goy has done light for you on Shabbos, if you have other light in the room, even though now it makes it more easy, because you can read the Sefer Bedochak, and now you turn on light and I can easily read, you're allowed to read from the light. We don't accept the Tosefes Hana, we do not asur you b'dievin on Shabbos by a goy. But when it's done by a Jew, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that one has to be machri, he's not allowed to get Hana even from the Tosefes Hana. And therefore, let's say the case is, let's say someone lights, there was no light in the Cheder Madrigot in your apartment building, and a Chiloni comes and turns on the light in the Cheder Madrigot, and let's say there was a little light coming in from the windows before, you could have gotten down the stairs before, but now there's actually light you go on. He says you would have to walk the same pace you would if it was dark. It was dark in the hallway, you would have to, as if the new light was not on, you would have to walk slowly and pretend as if the light was not on in order to go through. He doesn't say it's also to go in the stairwell, but you cannot get that enough from the extra light. And the reason being is, I think, is the same story that the Rav Moshe Feinstein brings down. Rav Moshe, I saw it brought down in Ha'ara and Arfa Shabbos, Ha'ara Pei Beis in Perikafe, which is in Chela Gimel. And he says that the reason why Malacha, when a guy does something on Shabbos, the reason why it's Asr is why? Because we're afraid that you're going to come to ask the guy again. And therefore, if someone already has a little bit of Hana, we're not afraid that they're going to come to ask the guy to do for the Tosafos Hana. For the Tosafos, we're not afraid that you're going to ask the guy to do it. Because you already have a little bit of light in the room. If you have already a little bit of light, the stomach person is not going to come and ask a guy to do something for him on Shabbos. But when it comes to a Jew doing something on Shabbos, that thing is usher because of Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos is usher. His Maisa he did on Shabbos, even though we don't did the Raisa, Midirabonin, his Maisa are usher on Shabbos. And therefore that Maisa has an effect, and therefore whatever that Tosefes Hanah is, that is going to become usher on Shabbos. So therefore we have Yesh Lechalik between when a Goy does Malacha for you, or a Jew does Malacha for you. By a Goy, the Tosefes Hanah is Mutter. But when a Jew does malacha for you on Shabbos, that Tosefus becomes Usr. If it was done b'shogeg, obviously we have room to be makel in certain cases, but if it was done b'mezid, then we're not going to have time. We'll get back to a couple more shailas, l'inyan ma'isasu. The Torah brings down that even though the Gemara was only talking about Bishul b'Shabbos, the Torah writes, this is Hu Adin b'Shar Malachos. All other dins, all other malachos are also Usr if someone did a ma'isa on Shabbos. The Bir Halacha, though, has a suffix. Maybe, it's not, the Bir Halacha didn't make up the suffix, it's discussed a lot earlier than him, though, that what is this din only in Malachos, that when you do something to the object, something happens to the object. When Bishul, you have raw chicken, now you have cooked chicken. Something a mice has done to the thing, therefore that chicken is usher on Shabbos. But what about a Malacha that nothing changes to the object? For instance, he says over here in Bir Halacha, Dira Masla, Achas, Bishar, Malachos, is Hotzah. The Malach of Hotzah, you carry an object from one place to another place, nothing happened to the goof of the object. The object does not change. There's no status change to the object. Maybe there's no din of Maisa Shabbos. And he brings down Mikilin over here. However, in the end of Bir Halacha, he does not accept him. He says, Mikol Makom, the middle. In the middle of the fourth line, page 266, he says, Mikol Makom, Yesh Lahachmer, Bekoli Surei Torah, Kimom Mevashel, Ad Kan Lashonom. And therefore, even though there are posting Mumekel by the Malach of the Bir Halacha wants the Machmer by then, therefore all Malachos, if they're done b'mezid, then it would be Asr to get any benefit from it until Motzi Shabbos. That's that Bir Halacha over there. Okay, now there's a Prima Gadim brought in Eshel Avram, Sifkan Yud, and it's brought down over here in Mishneh Berurah, Sifkan Beis, which is one of the most important Lini B'di'eved Mishneh Berurahs that we have to know. Sifkan Beis, one must know this Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah says over here, in Sifkan Beis, the kol sheyesh sveik plugta b'zeh. Anytime you have a machlokes, Lini Din, ihavi b'chal bishol lav, whether it's really considered bishul or it's not considered bishul, you have a machlokas aposkim whether this thing is actually bishul or not. Obish shar malachos kaigadna or any other malacha the same din applies. Ein la'aser b'di'evit, meaning since we're dealing with here, as we said before, Maisa Shabbos and Isser Derubanan. Any time you have a suffix, what the din is, meaning you have a machlokas in the rishonim, what the maker din is, we have to pass the machomra. We have to pass like the rishonim that they're a machmer. But if there are paid poskim that say mutter legamrei, it's mekel legamrei, over here you have what to rely on in terms of b'di'evit. B'di'evit, this comes up l'maisa all the time, when you're dealing with parents, when you're dealing with b'di'evit situations, one rely, and then this is once again, in order to know as well, you have to know the reshitas of the Rishonim well. If you know the reshitas of the Rishonim well, you'll know when you can apply them or not, when you can apply machlokas in b'di'evit. The only thing, the only hara I have over here is that the Prima God himself, and this is what he ends up, it's also the Magen Avram, He ends in Tzarech Ian over here in this bracket. He says, Kainzai Katam Magadam Sim Shinkav Gimel Siv Katam Yun Aleph V'ayim B'Siv Katam Lam Bey V'Tzarech Ian Ktsas. Over here, the Tzarech Ian Ktsas left over here in this Mishnah Brura is because in a couple of places, the Pre-Megadim and the Magadavim themselves, when there are Machlokas Rishonim, they don't go Lekula B'Dieved and are make on those other Rishonim. Meaning, even though the Pre-Megadim seem like this, he's laying down a rule for us, he passes against this rule in a couple of different places. And therefore, I don't have a steadfast rule. The posim do grapple this, when to say, when to say not. All we have is the Mishnah Berurah in front of us to know when the Mishnah Berurah at least goes with it. Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah we'll see later on is one case in Tichos Tochein. In other places, there the Mishnah Berurah does not rely b'dieved on Rishonim who are Mekel. But over here, the general rule is, if the Rishonim are Mekel, and say Mutr L'Chadchila, we can rely on them, lenient b'dieved, because we're dealing with a Suffolk. And Huadin, the same thing applies, is, if, let's say, you have a Suffolk, whether Bishul happened or not. Okay, let's say where something is, you don't know in terms of just the Maisa, not the Halacha. But in terms of Maisa, you go somewhere, and you might have seen someone do something that maybe was Bishul. You have a Suffolk in your head. Over there also would be the same thing, since we're dealing with the Derabanan. Once again, we'll say Suffolk Derabanan Lakula. You can rely on to be Makel, once again, and say B'dieved to be Makel on his Din. Isser Hana, the Gemara Baba Kama, after we saw Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, brought down, and Cain, if it's a Din Deraisa, maybe it should be Usr Bahana, meaning you wouldn't be even, if it's so trade, you wouldn't be even able to sell it and get the money for it after Shabbos. Okay, but it says over there, brings out a pasuk and says, Makodesh. Sorry, brings out the pasuk over there, and he says, Kikodesh ilachai makodesh asr b'achila ha'chmai se Shabbos asr b'achila. He says, Im makodesh asr b'ana, ha'chmai se Shabbos asr b'ana, tamar lomar lachem, shalachem yehei. So it turns out from lachem that there is no isr hana, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah passes like this Gemara over here, Sif Kadim Dalad. He says, in mikol makom, Mutr lo lehanos midamash al malacha. You could get hana from the dummy of the malacha. You could sell it and get hana from the malacha. Even though this is pointed out in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, we say if it's true by Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Kavu Chomer by Shitas Rabbi Yehuda Remeir that holds the rabban, we could say that you could get hana from the hana. The last shaila over here, Mike Shabbos, is going to discuss is what if a katan does malacha free on Shabbos? What happens if a katan turns on the light switch on Shabbos? Or he cooks on Shabbos. He plugs in the plata on Shabbos. Can you get hana from Maisa of a katan? So the Bir Halacha on Simon Shin Kafei, Dibra Maschel, Eina Yehudi, over there, he's Mechag, he says it depends. If the katan was doing for his own good, he turned on the light in the room because he wanted to play in the room. It had nothing to do with anything else. So therefore, it's the Maisa katan, that's Maisa katan is Eina Klum. And therefore, one can get hana from the Maisa of the katan. But if the katan does it for his tati, he wants to do it for his father. His abba, he goes ahead and does the malacha because he knows it's what his father wants or his mother wants or someone else. In that case, he goes there and say that malacha would be usher for someone to do. Okay. What? That was in Shimon Shin Kafhei, Dibra Maskel, and Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Eini Yehudi. Okay, that is Shin Yin Ches Sifal. Moving on to Shin Yin Ches Sifbeis. I don't want to go spend too much on the sugi. You also saw the sugi inside in Chulin Taf Tezvav. Basically, there's a machlokas amurayim over there whether someone is cooking or shechting for a chola, whether a healthy person can eat from the shechita or the bishul. One opinion over there says that you can get hana from the bishul, but you cannot get hana from the shechita. However, we pass in the Rif Paskins, like Rav Dimi over there, Paskins, that a shochet b'shabes mutter lebari b'umsa. Why? He says, why by shechita it's mutter for a bari to get enough from it? Because the svar is, di'i asher l'ksayis basar below shechita. Because if you're shechting for a sick person, you can only shech the whole animal. Okay? You can't shech a part of an animal. Therefore, once you're shechting for the whole animal, so there's not any extra malacha being done if you shech the whole animal, and therefore, even a bari can eat it. You can't cook for the bari. But the bari would be able to eat the raw meat. Ramanso points out that nowadays raw meat is muksa because none of us eat raw meat. But in the svara, we have to know that since yeshar ksayis basar v'lo shechita, what?
Sushi.
Mm-hmm. Sushi is not meat.
It's raw meat.
It's raw fish. People eat raw fish. I don't know. Most people don't touch. I don't know. As far as I know, I've never seen any beat Rami. If somebody does, maybe he would. I don't know, that's what Rav Nevenzahl does. He could, that's what Rav Nevenzahl says. I think Mishra Shabbos also brings this down.
Dried meat.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. If it's eaten, then it's not muksa. If it's not eaten, then it's, you know, getting shabbos muksa. So therefore, when you shak these indicted the cholokah shaklit, and therefore we're not. But vashel b'shabbos, we pass as aser. For a simple far, why? Because if you come to cook, and it's extra for the healthy person, he's going to eat that healthy. The healthy person is going to eat it. The next time they're going to come to cook for the cholah, we're afraid they're going to add in that a little couple extra pieces of meat into the pot. We'll add in a couple extra pieces of meat in the pot, and therefore you're going to also be cooking for the bari, and therefore we're afraid of this, and therefore and therefore we paskin it's aser. So shchita will be mutter, bishul will be aser. The Rush explains that the reason for the machmirin by shchita, the reason why we have machmirin by shchita is because of a muksa problem. Because really it would be muksa. It should have been muksa. Because since people don't shecht on Shabbos normally, the animal becomes muksa, and therefore you cannot, that's why it's also for the chol sheish bo sakana, so we matir muksa. But we don't allow matir muksa for the bari. So therefore, why do we all permit it then? Why do we say it's muksa? So the Rush explains over there, because that's dafka according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda by muksa. We'll get to more muksa, then when we get to Elchaz muksa, we haven't really covered that yet. But Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who's more machmer by muksa, he holds that even if you were not maksa be a dime, even though you didn't set it aside be a dime to say this is muksa, it would still be an itzer of muksa, and therefore this animal is muksa. But we paskin like Shitas Rabbi Shimon. We should like Shimon who holds ain't muksa, okay. Except when he does says there is muksa, Rabbi Shimon. We pass on Rabbi Shimon and there's no muksa. And therefore, he holds by muksa machmas iser, which this animal would be, is only usr if you're dafya biyadayim. Right? If you lit a candle before Shabbos, so you're docha that candle, you're saying I wanted this to be muksa, because you lit it and therefore you made it muksa, that's called dafya biyadayim. But an animal, you didn't touch the animal, you didn't do anything to the animal, and therefore you're not dafya biyadayim, and therefore that animal does not become muksa. We paskin, the animal is not muksa, and therefore we allow this, even if the chola became sick on Shabbos. Even though you didn't, if the chola became sick before Shabbos, then even the sheet of the Ran would matter that also. The Ran would say that that's also mutter because there's no muksa at all, because you said you knew you might use this animal for Shabbos. But the Chiddush is, according to the way we pass, we don't pass like the Sheet of the Ran. The Sheet of the Ran is, if the Chola became sick on Shabbos, then a Bari would not be able to eat from the meat. But the Sheet of the Rush is, that even if it became a Chola on Shabbos, there is no Isser Muksa over here, because there's no Muksa by the animals, by Shechli an animal, and therefore, even if it became sick on Shabbos, we paskin that he could eat, and that's the way the Mechaber paskins here in Sifei's, like Sheet of the Rush, and the Rif, that it's Mutter, by Shchidi, it's mutter the bari to eat chai. However, the Rama does point out though, that few bishal idei nehu aser b'shabbos, and he goes on like this: bim katzus peres min al chuber l'chol b'shabbos. But if you cut a fruit that was attached to the ground on Shabbos, afilo hayachola mevodyon, even if you use a chola before the day started, also the bari b'shabbos, that would be a problem of muksa. Mishum shigadol b'holi b'shabbos v'yeshbo mishum muksa. Okay. So he says that cutting a pre on Shabbos, that would be a muksa. As Jordy Whistler asks in Seder though, why is this muksa? He was not dachia biyadayim. He's not dachia biyadayim. We just said that according to Rabbi Shimon, according to the Sheet of the Rosh, we pass on the kula by shchita because it was not muksa, it was dachia biyadayim. He was not docha this biyadayim. Why then over here was this pre, was mechobel karka? It's also not dachia biyadayim. This should not be a problem of muksa. So the Beis Yosef comes in as Matarit's question. The Beis Yosef answers like this. And he says that by shchita, I'm sorry, by cutting a pri, he says, Kavendaya, Esher Liksos Vlokotsov Nechshav Kedach Yabiyadayin. Since you could have cut this pri right before Shabbos, and you chose not to, therefore, you are, that is if you were Dach Yabiyadayin. By shchita, you weren't good, you didn't plan on using this cow before Shabbos. No one would have thought you should have shechted it. But by a pre, you knew it was done growing before Shabbos. You could have cut it before Shabbos. It should be mutter. You should have cut it before Shabbos. The fact that you didn't cut it before Shabbos, that's as if you were dafya biyadayim, he says. And even Rabbi Shimon would say aser. And that's why the Rama over here is going with that chita, and it would be aser. No, you wouldn't say the same thing. The person's not going to shecht before Shabbos. There's no reason to shecht. He says over there, you need to bring in a bucky. You have to know how to do shechita. There's a million things that the laws know about shechita. Not every person can do it. And therefore, we don't say the same thing by shechita, but by everyone could take a tomato from the ground. Any Joe Schmo could do that. So therefore, the fact that he didn't do it, that's like his dafya beyadayim. That's the svara of the Beis Yosef. We'll take a break in a second. This the two dinam halacha lemaisa that comes out of these dinam over here in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis is what if, number one, it comes out of here, Sif Beis, is what happens if someone has to turn on a light for a cholah. Cholah sheish was sakana, someone turns on a light for him on Shabbos. Is it mutter for Abba Nassim? So we take the exact svara. So just like by shechita we say, one shechita you can use for everyone, so too we say, mali ner echad ner lemeya. Just like one candle works for one person, also works for 100 people. So someone turns on a light for a cholah, so too a bari is allowed to get enough from that malacha. Because there's no extra malacha, we're not afraid there's going to yarbe bishvilo, we don't say there's going to shech two animals, so too, we don't say there's a gzera, he's going to turn on two lights. Okay, so therefore, since he's turning on one light for the cholah, so too you get it. And this same type of svara is used by Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach to help us out in a big way. Let's say there's a power out. Let's say a power in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh has a power out. Okay, what do? They don't always send a guy, unfortunately, they don't always send a guy to go fix the electricity. A chiloni, let's say, goes and fixes the electricity. He turns on the power for everyone. Everyone's lights go on, everyone's platas go on. How do we get enough from this Ned Shabbos? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, beautiful chat. He says, why? Because there are hospitals in Yerushalayim. And there are cholos for sakanas at their house who are connected to oxygen masks who need electricity. Or other things that they need. Or the little children who are sick who need electricity and jobs. There are many other cholos sheish for sakanas. And therefore, when they're turning on the lights in Yerushalayim, they're turning on also for the cholos sheish for sakanas. Once they're playing on for the cholos sheish for sakanas, you also are allowed to come and use the electricity also on Shabbos. That's as far as you want to look inside in Shin Shmir Shabbos. Kilt us up, Perak Lam and Beis. Halacha Samach Tes and Ha'ara Kuf Ayin Dalad. Once again, Lam and Beis. Halacha Samach Tes. And look over there in Ha'ara Kuf Ayin Dalad. Okay, in the same thing. But you have to know that only applies if it's in a big area where you stumble to the Chol HaShei Shmos Sakana. Let's say it's your building. And let's say it's your building, and you know, everyone in your building, you know there's no Chol HaShei Shmos Sakanas, and a non from Jew comes and turns on electricity in the building, or for that matter, one of your neighbors, let's say non-religious, comes and turns on electricity in the building, then you're dealing with a serious problem of getting hana from that mice on Shabbos, and that could be a big, big, great, big problem. And therefore, the only hatter would be al yidei goy in those cases, not to rely on Jews for that matter. And that's the dinim of mice Shabbos, the kitzur, and also getting down the dinim from the sugyas down to halacha mice. Take a break for a minute. And you see,
I don't understand something.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, could you make it into the second chair? Huh? Could you make it into the second chair?